This is Dakota Datebook for August 15th. North Dakota remembers World War I. The American Expeditionary Forces were advancing with the British and French forces along the front in France. The casualties were heavy. As of August 1st, 1918, over 1.3 million American soldiers were in France. The War Department announced plans to send 250,000 men per month to France. They were determined to expand the presence of American forces in hopes of shortening the war. This strategy would put almost 3.6 million American men at the front by June of 1919, and it would call for a significant increase in the draft. Congress was posed to expand the draft age to include all males between the ages of 18 and 45. The call was out for North Dakota to enroll 75,000 men in August and September. In addition, the provost marshal called for white draft registrants with grammar school education to be sent for special training to various colleges. The North Dakota School of Mines in Grand Forks was to receive approximately 200 of these individuals on September 1st. At the same time as this announcement was made, 250 soldiers of the 1st Training Detachment were preparing to depart from the North Dakota Agricultural College in Fargo to military bases in the South for further training. The drafting of those who had turned 21 since the initial draft was set for the end of August. But August in North Dakota meant harvest time. When the citizens of Fargo initiated the Get the Kaiser's Goat promotion in March to sell war thrift stamps, the concept swept the nation. The launching of shock troops to aid in the harvest received a similar reception across the state as all manner of businesses in the larger cities became involved in the harvest, which allowed boxcar loads of farm laborers to be sent to rural areas. The so-called shock troops were paid fair wages for their efforts, but most of the proceeds were given to the Red Cross. Their work was so valued in Fargo that a parade and picnic was scheduled for the end of the harvest season. A bountiful harvest would not only help ensure a victory in the war, but with the world's food supply critically low, it was desperately needed to ward off mass starvation in war-torn Europe. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jim Davis. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.